fifth episode of the 5 Minute Major podcast. I want to get through this intro a little bit quickly because we got a lot to talk about. This week, we thought it'd actually be a cool idea if instead of bringing on a guest, we just talk a little bit about ourselves, get you a little introduction. So I'm just going to get right into this. I'm going to start with you, Dylan. So growing up, who was your favorite team to watch?
Initially, it was the Sens, just being a kid born in Ottawa. But as I got older and like elementary school, I discovered the Montreal Canadiens, and it's been them ever since.
Who was that guy that caught your eye from the team?
For Montreal, it was definitely Subban, because that was kind of around when he first got drafted, and he was the big guy. And then I guess Price, too. But for the Senators, as a kid, it was definitely Wade Redden.
What?
Yeah.
What? And how about you?
The Sens, and I mean, I gotta be a little biased, because when I was 4, I actually was the person that cheered for the Sens on, like, you know, like the radio and stuff. They do that. Go Sens, go!
Jesus.
That was me.
Or I have kind of like a completely different answer. I say the Atlanta Thrashers. Those were some nice jerseys. And then think about the players in such a short time. They had Ilya Kovalchuk, Danny Heatley, who was a Senator, and then also Marian Hossa, who also was a Senator. Like, they were fun to watch. But also, Dylan, you kind of touched on this a little bit. I was going to say, who was your favorite player to watch growing up?
Do you want me to come up till now as well? Because it's changed a lot.
Yeah.
Over time.
Maybe someone's changed.
Okay. Like I said, and my first favorite hockey player was Wade Redden. And then I sort of got out of the Sens era, and then I moved on to Montreal. So it became Subban and Price, and it was kind of just alternated between the two. And then I sort of fell out of hockey for a little while. After Subban was traded and Habs, had a little bit of a rough streak. And then I got back into it the last couple seasons. And obviously, you know, following this past season, it was a lot more exciting than it has been for Montreal fans. And so right now, the top players for me would be Caulfield, Suzuki, and then, of course, I got to go Gallagher, and still Price, of course.
I don't think the off season's been pretty fun for you, though.
Sorry, the postseason, yeah, was great. But not postseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about you?
I'd probably have to say Jason Spezza. I was in love with him ever since I was a kid, and I would enter all these contests to win, like, his prizes and all this stuff, and I used to think he was my dad.
Wait, what? Okay, you know what? Let's just stop with that. Let's come more mainstream to today's stuff. The off season's now underway. It's been kind of crazy. Who do you think's won free agency frenzy so far?
I don't know. Maybe Tampa?
What?
Yeah, what?
What are you watching? Who are you getting your news from?
Who have they gotten this off season? That's
they got Corey Perry. Mm-hmm.
He's a curse. He can't win a cup.
Yeah. So let me jump in here for you. I'd say Seattle, because when they made that team, we kind of mocked them. Well, we thought that they were a joke for that team. They didn't take Price. They didn't take Landeskog. They didn't take Tarasenko. But I mean, like, from the guys they got from free agency, they're in a division where they could actually make the playoffs.
I wouldn't count out Detroit and Chicago. They've made a couple decent moves too, just in the whole postseason. Not just free agency, but like the draft too.
What about Vancouver? I think Vancouver's been pretty good.
I liked the Vancouver moves with Ekman-Larsson and stuff. Like, yeah. I thought that was exciting. Like, I'm excited to see that Vancouver team. I don't know. Like, I know they gave up a lot, but those are, like, a few pretty good players, too.
Like, Ekman-Larsson and Elias Pettersson, I think that's his name, in the back line together would be really...
Pettersson's not in the back line.
Oh.
Wait, he's literally, like, the main frontline guy, I'm pretty sure, actually. Like, he's...
Well, then who's, like, the...
Yeah, for 100%, the most frontline you can get.
I thought he was a defender.
Do you mean Quinn Hughes by any chance?
Oh, yes. I mean Quinn Hughes. I'm sorry.
Well, just Jeff will cut that out.
Oh, I might want to keep that in. That's the clip too. Right there.
The whole podcast is actually, this whole episode will just be a compilation of Hannah being funny. Oh, Tampa won the offseason.
Well, let's just get past that. The other big thing with free agency that should have happened already but hasn't, Eichel, where do you think he's going to go?
I don't know. Every team wants him. Buffalo doesn't want anything. Well, I guess there have been a couple, like, apparent leaks of what people have offered or been offered by Buffalo. And for some reason, they don't, like, there was a Vegas trade with Buffalo where I think Buffalo asked for something, and I thought it was, like, a for sure yes.
Yeah, I remember. It was, like, Peyton Krebs? Something like
that. And Riley Smith, is that his name?
I think a first, well, something like that. And it seemed like a 100% take the deal, but they just passed on it for some reason.
I've been hearing that, like, people are saying that he could come to Ottawa.
I saw that too.
Really?
I did. I'm pretty sure I sent you an Instagram post about that as well.
There's so many teams that they say Eichel is going to go to.
Yeah, apparently draft night, Montreal was having a big discussion with them.
Yeah, that's actually who I think he might be going to. I think he might go to Montreal, but you might not like this.
I don't know.
Just
because they'll give up too much.
Yeah, I don't think they can get rid of KK. I think they'll have to get rid of Suzuki. I don't think KK's, like, valuable enough to get Eichel. I just think they're
priced. Yeah, but Suzuki's too valuable.
But then you're getting Eichel. You're getting that guy who's he's always viewed as being, like, underrated because he's from McDavid's draft.
That's true, but Suzuki also has such a promising future, and especially with his chemistry with Caulfield now. He's been doing really great, and he's only played a couple seasons.
All right, I kind of mentioned a little bit how Eichel is underrated. Just sticking on that, who do you think is the most underrated player right now in the NHL? If you guys need to think of some, I actually have one right now off the top of my head.
I'd like to hear it before I name any.
Okay, so obviously there's, like, the people from last year. I could say, like, Connor Garland, who's kind of now finally got the respect on his name. Oliver Bjorkstrand's easily one of the top five most underrated. But I'm going to go with someone that you recognize the name of, but you have no, like, you wouldn't be able to know who he is, and that's Craig Smith. If you look at his stats, he's a consistent third line, 30-point scorer, and to really put in perspective how good he is, over, like, the past three seasons, I was doing a little bit of research, he has a WAR of 5.4, which, if you don't know, it's wins above replacement, which basically looks at how many wins they help give the team above a 13th man or, like, the replacement player. And he has 5.4, which seems, like, a little bit low, but when you compare that to someone like Max Pacioretty, who's, you know, former Canadian, who's really strong there, over the past three seasons, he has a WAR of 4.3. Craig Smith, someone you don't even recognize, is better... It is better than Max Pacioretty, which just, I think that screams underrated player right there for me.
No, yeah, I agree with that.
Do you have any other maybe sleeper people in the league?
Sleeper people. I don't know. I honestly don't really have anything that comes to mind.
I think, like, Bo Horvat?
Actually, yeah, I can agree with that too. You're right. He kind of gets overshined.
Bad, actually. Like, do you realize he's the captain of that team?
I know. I didn't even notice that until this season. And I don't know. I remember Bo Horvat, like, when he was first drafted, and I had no clue he was the captain until just this past year.
All right, so kind of sticking on underrated players, they're kind of like, they surprise you each season when you see them. What team do you think is going to be surprising us next year?
Arizona Coyotes.
Wait, what?
I'm not so sure.
No, that's another blooper.
No, like, I'm serious. The Arizona Coyotes, I think that they might just surprise them.
They just traded away. They're only, like, good players.
Yeah, because they're doing a rebuild, but still, they might come out and surprise you. Like, the Sens did a rebuild.
Rebuild, surprise. Yeah. With what draft picks?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. I'm excited for Detroit. Like I said earlier, I think that they've made a couple good moves. They brought in Nedeljkovic, and they drafted, what is it, Kosa? Is that his name? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, Sebastian Kosa.
But I don't know. I thought that Detroit made some good moves. They also got that defenseman, what is it, Edvinson. I'm excited to see Detroit.
See, Hannah, I think a team you should have said should have been Seattle. Because they no matter what, they're going to surprise us. Because we
don't know what to expect, I guess.
But also New Jersey. Blackwood and Nett, who they just re-signed. Hughes and Heischer down the middle. They got a strong third liner in Jesper Bratt. Their defense has the all-star Dougie Hamilton, also the rising star Ty Smith on defense. And then this team's going to be strong, but the Metro is also going to be extremely strong too. So that's why I think they're going to surprise us. They're going to, like, outshine Pittsburgh, I think. All right, but something that, this is a horrible transition, something that's not a surprise is McDavid winning awards every single year. Do you think he's going to win another Hart?
I mean, I think it's dumb not expect anything great from him in any season at this point.
But let's say he didn't win the Hart and went to someone else. Who do you see taking it?
Cole Caulfield.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe Rocket Richard, but not the Hart. And, you know, not this season either. A couple years, maybe he can get there. But anyways, Hart Trophy winner that isn't McDavid.
Austin Matthews?
I don't know. I don't know if Matthews is...
Was he in the conversation?
I don't think so.
No, this year was McDavid, Crosby, and McKinnon, who I think McKinnon could win it next year.
Yeah, McKinnon's due for some success. I feel like
that's underrated, McKinnon.
No, what? It's not.
Okay. That's number four.
Four or five now. Hannah, McKinnon is... I think McKinnon gets almost all the respect he deserves besides the hardware.
I think he's known as like one of the top three players in the league.
I rank him as third for sure, yeah.
All right, another award that... I think this should actually be an award in the NHL, a most improved award. The NBA has something. The NFL kind of has it with like that comeback player of the year, even not totally. So let's say next season they had that most improved award. Who do you think would win it?
Cole Caulfield.
Okay. Actually,
no.
Would he?
Well,
I don't know if he could be qualified.
Can you call it improved if he does just as well as he did in the playoffs?
But if he did better.
If he does better, then I guess, but I don't know. Like, he showed flashes of greatness in the in the playoffs. I guess maybe, but I don't know if that's the most realistic answer.
Or I'm just gonna kind of flex a little bit here. I could say Darcy Kemper, because he went from Arizona, where he was doing amazing in Arizona with a horrible team, and now he's in Colorado. He could basically be a Grubauer year this year. He now has a really good team in front of us. I was actually looking up more stuff for him. He is tied for the 9th best save percentage out of all active goalies. And if you want to know who he's tied with, well, Anton Khudobin, Carey Price, Connor Hellebuck, John Gibson, and Pekka Rinne. 4 of those 5 are guaranteed Hall of Fame goalies. And he's tied with them.
Yeah, that's a pretty good cast. Yeah, I didn't know that he was... Yeah, I did not realize he was like up there with those names. Well, Rinne is not active anymore.
No. Rinne just retired this year, actually. So technically, it counts as active since last season he was deemed to be playing. But once the season starts, he won't be deemed active. One final question for us. And, you know, we've come all the way down here. We're at the awards. Now, I think it's one we've asked pretty much all the guests we've had on. Who do you think is going to win the cup next year? But then also, I'm going to say, who do you think is going to win the first overall pick next year to get the Shane Wright sweepstake?
Cup wise, I think that Vegas has a really good chance, like in Colorado as well, like just based off of what we've seen this year and the moves they've made, but definitely Ottawa. Ottawa's going to win it all.
Okay. Who do you think Ottawa would have to face? Do you think they'll go against Colorado?
Yeah, Ottawa against Colorado, and by the luck of the Irish, Ottawa will win.
What is it, in 7 or in 4?
4, sweet. All the way.
Dylan, just please save me.
I'm going to take it slightly more seriously. I think there's a difference between what I think will most likely happen and what I hope to see. So I'll give you both. And so I think realistically, just without just what I want to see, I think Colorado, like I said, McKinnon is due. And I think, you know, especially after how tough that loss was against Vegas, I think he's going to come back and that team is going to come back. And like you said, with Kemper, I think they are hopefully going to have their best seasons yet with this group. And so I hope to see them. I want to see Colorado against New York Islanders. I guess that's my hopeful. And then my realistic would be Colorado again against... Oh. Is it unrealistic to count out Tampa Bay for three years in the final?
It's not unrealistic, no.
I feel like in some weird way, I just have this terrible gut feeling because I don't want to see it happen, but I think it will, that Tampa Bay will get there again.
Okay, Hannah, who do you think is getting Shane Wright?
Honestly, I think the Coyotes.
Are they going to get a draft pick this year?
Yeah, this year they get the draft pick.
Just a little bit of a crazy scenario. Let's say Anaheim.
Whoa. That would be crazy.
I'll stand by it.
Okay, well, I was thinking about this too while you guys were talking. I couldn't think of a team that's more deserving of a cup than Colorado. But I think, I'm going to go completely different. I think they'll face Boston in the finals. Then for a team that could win Shane Wright, I'm just going to gigabrain this. I'm going to say it's going to be Nashville, which I think they're just going to have a horrible season and finally like have to rebuild. But they're going to end up with the 5th pick, move up to the 1st pick. And the 1st pick is gonna be the best odds. Columbus, who's gonna move back to the 3rd pick.
That's interesting.
So I think Columbus is gonna be the worst this year, but not get the pick.
If you liked what you just heard on the 5-Minute Major podcast with Jeff, Dylan, and Hannah, be sure to tune in next week because we've got an extra super special guest joining us to talk all things hockey as we normally do. So stay tuned for that. But for now, you can catch up on all 5-Minute Major podcast episodes on Spotify or on ckdj.net.